Okay, this morning, or this evening, sorry, this is 8:16:23. We're going to look at spiritual mapping in the book of Acts. This is going to be part one, I think. We'll see. All right, Acts 2:42. It says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily as such as should be saved. You know, I was thinking about the parallels to this as to the time and season that we're in. And what I'm going to share tonight kind of puts a different spin. I hadn't really thought about it this way, but this is kind of the way it appears to me. Let's go ahead and read Acts chapter 3 here. See, they're following the apostles' doctrine. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. A certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple asking alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which set for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. Then he had a word. It's been a few months back, and in the word it was talking about when the Lord begins to use you in these powerful ways, that people will run to the front. I'm going the front of where? Is that what's happening here? They ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But he denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof ye are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I want that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. So, you know, I hadn't really ever viewed it this way, but it's kind of like the Holy Spirit. That verse there, not by your own power, but by the power of the Holy Ghost. This is how God is going to do this. It's not by our power. This is going to be like this stuff that they were experiencing right here. It's going to be by the power of God. Can you imagine going wherever you shop or going wherever you like to eat? And somebody's in there and the Lord prompts you to go pray for this person and they get miraculously healed before everybody's eyes and people just go nuts. Before you know it, they're flocking to you. That's what was happening here. They were just going about their business. Their regular daily prayer. And nobody could deny what had happened. They'd think, this is the real deal. This isn't like what we've been having all our life, all this just going to this thing and there's just no power there. Most Christians are all caught up in the system for their answers. It appears that most. A few step outside of that and walk by faith. Can you imagine it? How your life would change instantly. And it'd be by the power of the Holy Ghost. It'd be by nothing that you did except you were on your way to do something and there was the opportunity. And then all of a sudden, bam! I mean, just think about that. How your life will change in a moment. You talk about the wildfires in Maui. You ain't had no wildfires until you've got the fire of the Holy Ghost burning through this nation. With a few people that know they ain't nothing, but God is everything. And it's by His power that this is being done. This is not by man's. Man has put his hand to so many things and they've ruined everything. But the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the real church of the Lord Jesus Christ, is not powered by their senses, not powered by their own power, but by God's power. What does praying in the Spirit do for you? It hooks you up. This is what the spiritual mapping is. God lays it out in your spirit, whether you even know it in your senses. I believe that the Holy Ghost, it's all working in there, and sometimes it just comes bubbling up. I like to think about like a bobber. When you go fishing, that bobber just comes to the top. There's times that the Holy Spirit's spoken to me, and it's just like that. It's just like it come to the top. What's already in there had just come to the top. How does that happen? Connecting with the Holy Spirit, praying in the Holy Spirit. That starts causing all of that to start stewing in here. Then things come up. Do this. Go there. I call it the heavenly GPS. That's the way this new church is going to be, like the one that Jesus wanted, because He taught the kingdom of God. All right. Acts 4. Now just think about that as I'm reading this. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrected from the dead. I can just hear them now. Oh, they ain't got nothing. They ain't associated with nobody. If you ain't hooked up with our organization, you ain't got nothing. Because it don't look institutionalized. It ain't got a fancy building to go with it. Just think about what I'm saying here. All right. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. See, all these institutions ain't got any power. None. So the leaders got to get together. Woo, we got to do something about this. They're going to take all our tithes away. All our glory. And when they sent them in the midst, they asked, by what power, by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. The one that you thought was a no account, the one that you sent to the cross and killed, it's by his power. Even in death, you could not take him out. You could not take his power. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they didn't go to the proper seminaries. They didn't come up through the ranks. They were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. How many times had they passed that man sitting at the gate? Never gave him a glance. Never did nothing for him. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For they that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us strictly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. See, there was a deep state then too. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, rather it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old on which this miracle of healing was showed. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God which made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in all them that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David hath said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up. The rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. And grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Now just think about that. Think about this happening just like an explosion through one incident. A lot of people think, well, how's it ever going to come about? By following the Holy Ghost, that's how it's going to come about. You following the Holy Ghost, not just here, but all over. I'm talking about wildfires all over. That's the top part of the Tommy Hicks vision, actually. What did they see and hear? They were doing what the Spirit told them to do. This is going to be like wildfire. We are all too familiar with the bad things and evil things people are doing, but the Holy Ghost and fire will consume that evil. It'll consume it. It'll eat it up. Now you can understand why the religious leaders were so terrified of this. They could not stop it.
It threatened their system and their way.
Yeah. You cannot stop a group of believers that are following the Holy Spirit. All right, Acts 2:41. 3,000 souls. One day, 3,000 souls. Acts 4, 4, and 5, 5,000 souls. A whole new church of believers that are not indoctrinated with old church ways and hungry to hear the truth of the gospel. Why? Because they finally see some power. They see you showing, you're speaking the word, but you got the power backing you up. No longer grieve, this is what the Lord said, no longer grieve for believers that won't go forward. Leave them to God and go follow the Spirit and become a fisher of men. You're just going, seeking an opportunity, always checking on the inside of you, wherever you go, and see what the Lord will do. All right, God has given us beauty for ashes. Time to come out and leave the Babylonian church behind and start moving with the Holy Ghost. Jesus told John on Patmos to go straighten out the seven churches of Asia, and if they would not heed the warning, that Jesus himself would remove their candlestick. God's not playing games anymore. Well, he never has, but he's not playing games. Not in this day and hour. Things are too serious. Okay, Revelation chapter 1 is what I just told you about, basically. Revelation 1:1 says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. He sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos and Thyatira, unto Sardis and unto Philadelphia and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. In the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. And his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. And his feet were like unto fine brass, as they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. You know what? It's going down. And God's not putting up with it anymore. The deep state's going down, so is the deep state church. Because there's only two masters.
You're either following the Spirit or you are not. Plain and simple. Verse 2:5 hit right here. Jesus says, "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works." What was the first works? A commission. "Or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." Repent there means to reconsider. Instead of going on your own way and your own plan, the way we've done it for 40 years, 50 years, or whatever, however many years. If we think that they're going to be not dealt with, think again. As much as the deep state's going to be dealt with, so is the Babylonian church going to be dealt with. Revelation 18. Verse 1. "And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. Is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies." See, the church is all cut up in their systems. "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues." So God's going to do the same thing to the church he's going to do to the deep state if she doesn't come out. "For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. And the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication, lived deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her, because they see the smoke of her burning." We're talking about all these corporations. Churches are corporations. "Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. The merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat. All beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all." Do you know that God is our provider, and God is the one that's always been our provider? Why does the church not lean on God? Why has the church sought the world and its systems? Because they quit following God. There's no power. There is no power when you're not following God. "The merchants of these things were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is likened to this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. I copied off today. I didn't bring it up here tonight. It's the 34 satanic sites around the world. One of them is our state cap, our national capital, and the White House. It says White House 1 and 2, which I'm not sure what the second one is. But anyway, I believe all these structures are coming down. The Statue of Liberty is one of them, and also the Washington Monument. Can you imagine when these things begin to crumble, or they're taken out by a new weapon or whatever, however they come down? These things are going to happen all over the world at strategic places. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. See, for the Christian, those who are following the Spirit, it's going to be a great day. But to most of the populace, and probably a lot of the church, it's going to be a day for wailing and weeping and sorrow and sadness. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. No craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. All this great conglomeration of all this commerce and all this stuff that's been going on, it's just going to be gone. Except those that are following the Spirit. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. In her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. You know, right now, if what we're seeing in Maui has to do with them taking out all these different areas of land to get to take the land away from the people. Well, I see just the opposite here. They're fixing to lose it all, and God's people are going to get what's remaining. It's going to be flipped on them. In fact, I'm not so sure. I know the thing did happen, but I said, Lord, this has to be part of the scare event. It has to be. To try to get people awake and realize what exactly is going on here. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. They've killed, there's no telling how many people they've killed over the centuries. Doing just what they're done in Maui. Those that follow the Holy Spirit of the true church, those that will not start moving with the Holy Spirit will have their candlestick removed. If they are not with the Holy Spirit, they are none of His. It's pretty black and white when it comes to the Lord. There's no this wishy-washy mixture junk that we see today. No, that's not the Lord. Not at all. Matthew chapter 7. Because I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, how is this all going to start? Just as easy as it started before. Following the Spirit. Matthew 7:13. It says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Isn't that the truth? Beware of false prophets, in which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so. Every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven,
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Then Jesus goes on to talk about, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. He just told it like it was, man, black and white. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes, because they say and they do not. All right. I'm telling you today that we are free. We have our liberty back to follow the Holy Spirit. The Lord brought us out of the system. Thank God. Really, I was never really too much a part of it. We never seemed to fit anywhere. And I was always looking for the perfect church, but there just wasn't one. All right, we'll look at a few scriptures on that. Romans 8:21. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption to the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Last night, Amber FaceTimed me and we talked for a while. And she said, Mom, I feel like I'm just groaning. She said, I'm just groaning. I thought, well, there's that scripture. Everything's just groaning, yearning for the manifestation of the sons of God. The earth is groaning. Creation is groaning. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed unto the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Galatians 5:13. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Serving one another, or serve one another. A little bit more. When the apostles step on the scene following the Holy Spirit, we will see this same power that we saw on this day of Pentecost. Wherever the Spirit goes is where the true church follows. This church won't be a church of programs and empty words, but it will manifest the power of God just as we see here in Acts. These men admitted that the lame man was not healed by their power, but by the power of the Holy Ghost. There was confirmation with signs following then, and there will be now. Get ready, for this is going to spread like wildfire. Get ready for the passing of the old guard, those that will be receiving their reward in their generation. We are beginning a new generation. 1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Be prepared for those in the religious system that remain. They will persecute those that are following the Holy Spirit. Those in the days of the first apostles experienced this, and so will we to some degree. They will not snuff out the fire of the Holy Ghost then, and they won't be able to do it now either. All right, a few more scriptures and we're going to be done. John chapter 10. It's a straight and narrow path. Jesus said so himself. Chapter 10 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth in not by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and they leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. And then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I'm come that they might have life, and have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." And he goes on to talk about the hireling. Well, I'm going to talk about the hireling. But I believe that those are those that do not follow the Spirit. It's just a job. It's just rituals. Because this church is supernatural. We follow the Spirit. All right, let's go back over to Acts, finish this out. Chapter 5, we're going to start with verse 12 there. "And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord multitudes, both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one." Then guess what happened? "Then the high priest rose up and said, All they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. And the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, Go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life." I don't have to read the rest of it. You know what happened. How would we think it'd be any different in our day? There's a lot of Pharisees around today too. Over verse 29, "Then Peter said, and the other apostles, and answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men." Acts chapter 8. This is when Saul was persecuting the church. And we see Philip here, how the Holy Spirit led him to the eunuch. Then he ends up and translated into another city. He just went about following the Spirit. All right, Acts 9. For those that persecute the church. You know, that morning when they aired the women's soccer team, you know, well, they lost. The USA team lost. And I remember looking, it was still on, and there that woman comes on the screen, that Megan Rapinoe. And she's a ringleader in the LGBTQ movement. And she's a person that's in the forefront that can influence a lot of people. Kind of like Saul. Said, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that he might find any of this way, whether they were men or women. He might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? These people don't realize who they're coming against. They think they're just railing out at people that they don't like their opinion. But no, they're doing this to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. He, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. So y'all remember Megan Rapinoe. Like I said, she's going to be, everywhere she goes, she's going to be wrapped in a flag carrying a 10-gallon Bible. I'm telling you, that's what I'm speaking. She's going to live for God more than she ever lived for the devil. All right. Oh, wait a minute. One last, well, did you stop it? I believe that we're going to have to hit the ground running to keep up with the Holy Spirit. Are you ready? This is what you've been in preparation for. So.